I have a couple of guests joining us this morning. We're going to talk with Dan Vargason and Megan Behrens. Megan is a sophomore here at the Atlantic High School, and Dan is the Spanish instructor here at Atlantic. Thanks for joining us. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning, to you as well.
Very good. Megan, I want to start with you. You, through the Spanish group, have an opportunity to take a trip. Are you pretty excited about heading to Costa Rica?
I am very excited.
When are you planning to do that?
The summer of 2016.
Okay, so it's a little bit down the road yet, but you got some time to plan and some time to raise funds, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about that here this morning. You've got a fundraiser set up to help kind of get the ball rolling here. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We are doing a canned food drive through the schools. We're having a competition between all the grades, and then we're also collecting food from the community.
Okay. Dan, how'd you guys come up with this idea?
A couple years ago, we had a student go on the trip, and he's a business owner as well, and he gave us the idea, it's from Duke Ariel, to do a canned food drive, and he would match the funds that we made. So if we collected 2,000 canned goods, donated it to the community, then they would match us with that.
Wow. Well, that's kind of a creative fund drive, because most folks are probably scratching their heads thinking, wait a second, you're trying to do a canned food drive and trying to raise money. How exactly will that all work out? So it's a pretty ambitious plan, and you're doing it here pretty quick. This Saturday, the 28th of March, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now tell us how this is going to work.
We will go around the community from 8 to 11, pick up some canned food that if you're home, you can give it to us at your door, or if you're not home, you can just leave it out on your door, and we'll pick it up.
Okay. What are you looking for? All your favorites?
Just non-perishable items.
All right. So now what happens with the food after you pick up these canned food items? What happens next?
We will take it to Hy-Vee, and they will scan all the items for us and tell us how much money we raised, and then we will donate the food back to the food pantry.
Excellent. So then, Dan, where does the money actually come from?
Yeah, we've been reaching out to the community lately and asking businesses to match either in full or to a certain point, and we've had so far about four or five businesses that are willing to match back, so that's already up to a couple $1,000.
Oh, excellent. So they appreciate the hard work, and they're going to kick in some cash to offset and make that work out for you. Room for more businesses to get on board yet, I assume?
Yeah, we still have time. Any businesses that want to help, you know, it can be anywhere from, we've had $20 in the past all the way up to about $2,000 in the past. So anywhere in between is great for us.
Excellent. Well, I want to talk about the trip because that's the fun part here. Let's talk a little bit about the trip to Costa Rica. I know you're looking forward to it. Do you kind of have some times and locations and things all kind of planned out of what you want to do, Megan?
I would like to, I think we're going on a jungle walk and then zip lining, and I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Dan, you got any extra seats available on that plane?
Oh, absolutely. We're still looking for people to go. I know we've got a long list of people that want to chaperone the trip, so it's going to be a tough decision to make.
I bet you do. How many students will go?
We currently have 22 signed up.
Okay. And how do they qualify for this?
They have to be at least a sophomore, so they have to have completed 2 years of Spanish with a C average, maintain a 2.5 GPA, and be in good standing with the school district.
Okay, very good. What do the students get out of this? What's the purpose of the trip for them educationally?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time talking about the language itself, learning how to speak it, but I'm not a native speaker. So getting them involved with native speakers is a great opportunity. Also, you can't teach culture out of a textbook. Mm-hmm. They get to live the Costa Rican culture for a week.
Mm-hmm. We used to talk about that when I was in high school, about how difficult it must be for non-English-speaking folks to try to learn to speak English when they come here, perhaps as a foreign exchange student. You can teach them the basics out of the book, but it's the local lingo and the slang terms that you use, and even just the way you speak it, you know, whether you're speaking slowly, quickly, or slurring a few things together, it can be difficult. You really pick up on a lot of things when you do these types of trips to catch people in their native areas.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things our tour director actually does do is teach us basic slang, so when we get there, we understand a little bit of the Costa Rican dialect, because those are things we don't teach out of our classrooms.
Yeah, well, how could you? Exactly. I mean, unless you have a Costa Rican student sitting here to help guide you along. So, Megan, what do you want to get out of this? I know you're excited about zip lining and jungle walking and all those kinds of things, but from the educational side, what do you hope to pull from this?
I enjoy Spanish and learning about the culture, and I am excited to see how it is in real life.
How did you make the decision initially to take Spanish as a class?
I know it's required for college, and that was one of my reasons, but I also, in middle school, we got a little taste of it, and I enjoyed it.
How do you see that fitting into the rest of your life? Is that something you think you'll continue to use even after you're finished with high school?
I probably will, now that we're getting more and more Spanish people in America it's a better opportunity for us to expand our knowledge.
Do you feel that helps you? Because I listen to a lot of people who murder the English language, quite frankly. And do you think that helps you all around to learn another language, to be just a better student overall, and to maybe take more care of your first language, and just to kind of immerse you into the basics again that you kind of forgot as you were growing up as a young child?
Yeah, definitely. The Spanish structure is a lot different than English structure, and so it's interesting to see how it compares.
Mm-hmm. So do you use it a lot now? I mean, do you try to talk with your friends who take the class once in a while to kind of continue to work on that? I mean, you don't sit around your free time working on math problems, but, you know, maybe you're trying to speak Spanish a little bit here and there to help you out.
Once in a while, and sometimes I try to speak it when I go to the Mexican restaurant just to see if I remember everything.
Yeah. And they just laugh at you, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's all part of the learning process, though, right, Dan? I mean, trying those types of things and doing that stuff, that's kind of what these trips are for. You're going to make some mistakes along the way, but that's learning.
Yeah. You know, the students get a chance to just speak the language and not get corrected or, I guess, have any pressure to do it. They can just speak it freely and, you know, they'll do their best to speak back to the kids. And, you know, even the classroom, we try to encourage speaking without taking points away from the kids. Just use it. That's how you learn the language, yeah. Just using it.
Absolutely. Well, and be able to do fundraisers and have the kind of support in the community that you have like this. There are some parents who probably could just go ahead and pay for their child's trip, but there are others, obviously, that can't. And it's nice to put everybody on that equal footing where everybody's got to really kind of take ownership in the trip and go out and help and be a part of that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, again, for all the kids to, you know, step into roles like this, like Megan's doing an interview. We have students that call different businesses. They have to go and speak to each business. Our community is absolutely great. They are very good about working with our students, and they really appreciate the kids going and speaking to them rather than picking up the phone or sending an email. So it's giving life skills that these kids need to learn.
Sure. Will there be more fundraising efforts along the way? Because you've got over a year before this trip now, and while this will be a nice start, I can't believe you're going to raise as much money as you'll need for the entire trip yet, right?
Correct. This is the first fundraiser of two. We get one per fiscal school year, so we get to do one now, which is why it's so far in advance, and then next year we'll pick up another one, and the students get to pick the fundraisers.
Okay. Of course, they may surprise us. Who knows? They might raise all the money you need right now. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. It'd take a lot of help from the community to do that. Megan, give them the skinny one more time here. What's going to happen now on Saturday, March 28th?
We will be picking up canned food in the community from 8 to 11.
Okay. So all they need to do, really, if they really want to help out, is scour the pantry. Take a look in the cabinets. Find the things that, if they've been sitting there for a few weeks, maybe you're not going to use them, but someone else can and make a difference. That's the other part of it, too. It's great to be able to raise money for what you're doing, but in the process, you're helping others.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah, excellent. All right, so get those things cleaned out. And again, if you're not around on that Saturday morning from 8 to 11, they can just leave it by the door then?
Yep, okay. And we'll pick it up.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a pretty ambitious project. Get them out. Hopefully the weather will be nice and you get a chance to get out and get a little exercise too. Thanks to the both of you for doing this. I know it's it's never easy to go fundraise. It's always hard to ask other people for money, but, you know, if you put forth a good effort and you show them it's for a good cause, folks are usually pretty generous about that. And I know, Dan, like you said, you're finding that out right now. So good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.